B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What up?
Alright, 11:30 across the Delaware Valley. 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Jaws coming up, so we'll kibitz with Jaws coming up, and I don't want to get back to all of our calls, because I know, you know, there's so much when we talk about the state of these teams. And you guys were dead on. It's amazing that we have these conversations, right? All day long, I'll take calls and we have these conversations. I'm not, you should know me by now. I don't blow smoke. I don't need to blow smoke up you guys. I really don't. You guys know what you're talking about. Like, we have these conversations. And there's some sharp people. Like, it is true, the Phillies, one of the issues is player development. And you wonder about the same thing with the Eagles. Now, to start the show, we had that whole Rasul Douglas conversation with safety. And Dwayne's brought that up. And I thought the same thing. And you wonder kind of what's going on. All right. Without further ado, let's go to the Pope of football in Philadelphia. The great number 7. I love him. The Pope. Let's say hello to Jaws on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jaws!
Anthony, great to be with you once again. And I do want to mention one thing. Tonight, my guest at the Downingtown Country Club is going to be the great Dick Vermeil. So there's been a lot of questions about some coaching moves and things going on and, you know, personnel. So Coach Vermeil will be a perfect guy to have to answer a lot of these questions and some of the trials and tribulations of this football team right now.
I love when he comes on with you. First of all, you know, he's so amazing. What a great man. Just an amazing man. So I love what we always learn from the coach.
Always learn something.
You know what's so cool? This is what I love. I love the relationship that you had. And, like, when we think about coach and player, and you want it to be like you and Coach Vermeil. I think it's beautiful, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a special relationship. And you know, I'll be honest with you, when we all played for Coach Vermeil, he was tough. He was hard-nosed. He was demanding. But now when you look back on that, there's a reason why. You know, we were successful, not only as football players, but in life, with our families, with business. You know, he was a father figure to many of us. He guided us through a lot of different things, not just football. So, you know, that's what I think when we talk about Coach Vermeil's use in a football context. But he has done so much for so many players and so many in this community that, you know, he has set a high bar for everyone. So, yeah, he was tough, demanding, but he made us all better, and we won because of him.
Yeah. I love that whole thing. I see Andy and Mahomes. And it's amazing. Like, he's always talking to Mahomes. He's off the field, and he grabs him. And there's this, like, he loves him. Like, you know he loves him. Yeah, I wish Doug was like that more with Carson.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see that, but I know they have a strong relationship. You know, they are different. You don't see much of that working together on the sideline, but they have a strong relationship. That's not even a question to me.
Well, you would know, so that's, you know. Yeah, that's why I asked you. All right, let's get down to business. So here's the deal. How does Chase Claypool do that? And he would have had 5 touchdowns, 4 receiving, if not for the OPI. And how do you let him get that last score to cement your fate?
I think obviously the last score is the one everyone's focusing on because it clearly was an advantage to the Pittsburgh Steelers to have Claypool, who runs, you know, a 4.440 against a linebacker that runs probably a 4.740, and that separation usually means about 3 or 4 yards in a 40-yard dash. So you can see it was a total mismatch. And football, Anthony, is a game of matchups. It's a game of putting your better players against a weaker player from the other team. And the minute Ben walked out of that huddle, I got to say, I'm watching this as a fan on television. The minute he looked out to his left and put his hand out, I knew it was audibly. I immediately went to the secondary look, and I saw it was a split safety. And that means the middle of the field is open. There's a hole in that defense in the middle of the field. And then he saw, you know, he was going to be in coverage. That is a mismatch. That's a matchup that favors the Pittsburgh Steelers. And here's my only, I have no problem with the cover, with that split safety look. I have no problem with the matchup. But the minute the defense saw that Ben was checking, because Ben saw it and he knew he had that matchup, and I say a mismatch, the defense has to audible out of that defense. Once the, you know, once the quarterback reads your mail, you better change your address. And that's what happened on the play. You got to check the text, and it didn't happen.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
I love those sayings. Yeah, man, change the address. What are you doing?
Change the address. He just called it. He got the perfect way to beat it. You got to be smart enough as a group. And here's where I'll defend Schwartz a little bit. Like a lot of young players in that secondary. And sometimes the communication isn't what it should be. And that's what happens not only from a talent perspective, but from an intellectual perspective of understanding the system, young players are challenged by that. And it does take time to communicate and work together. So, you know, not that I'm giving a pass on the play, but certainly I'm sure that played into it.
Yeah, except here's the problem is that McLeod sees it. He's got to do something about it.
Yeah, but he had a guy running right at his face on a bow out, a corner move. So, ultimately,
he saw a pre-snap.
What? Wait, hey. He still had they ran mirrored routes on the right and the left. So he had a receiver coming right at Rodney because he couldn't abandon his coverage responsibility and go help on Gary. I mean, he would look badly through it to the other guy on the other side. So he was playing the coverage properly. No one, everyone played their coverage, Anthony. It's just a total mismatch in talent, you know?
Well, my point was it's pre-snap and he sees it. Rodney sees it. Somebody's got to call timeout.
Right.
I mean.
And I think Jim's explanation was good. He doesn't call timeouts. Doug calls the timeouts, you know. So I'm not getting. And again, I think it's more communication than, you know, than they were in a bad defense. They got caught in a bad defense. You got to get out of the defense. You got to get out. Once quarterback wrecks, you got a 17-year veteran, Ben Roethlisberger. It's not some slappy rookie quarterback that. It's just glad to get the snap out right. Ben scans the field. And at this point in his career, he's one of the best in the business. He wasn't good early in his career. He's terrific now.
Right, but again, it's not exactly like the kid scored, you know, three other times. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not like the, like even for Ben. I mean, yeah. It was like, wow, really? You're going to leave him matched up again? All right, thank you. I mean, it wasn't some stroke of football genius. It was like, all right, well, you're going to cover him with him again? All right, cool.
Well, the thing is, they had not shown that formation all day long, that personnel package. So I think even Ben may have been a little bit, even Ben may have been a little surprised. And if we would have had a close TV camera on Ben's face as he broke the huddle, he probably had a big smile on his face going, oh, my God, they're not doing this. You know, I'm putting myself in his position as a quarterback.
Yeah.
When you got a mismatch, you're coming out of huddle going, whoa.
How many times did you work Harold? I know you did. I know how many times you went, I got him all day long. How many times you work quick? You went, oh, look at this. Mike's got this kid all day long.
Yeah, we had our hand signals that we communicated. Ben obviously called an audible. Mike was great at certain routes. Harold was great at certain routes, and I knew when I got the matchup against the defender that they could beat. you'd immediately go to my hand signal or a quick audible. It was, you know, and you get better as you get older, and it happens quickly and simultaneously with a wide receiver. So Ben knew it the minute he broke the huddle. When he saw a linebacker, and hey, you know, I'm not expecting Gary to cover that. I really don't. It's a mismatch. You know, he's probably going, oh, man. And Roby Coleman on the inside slot was trying to wave him back.
Yeah.
And, you know, that makes sense. But remember this. Nate is in a position right now where Claypool's got that under route available to him as well. So if Gary turns and runs to the middle, you're on that short shallow, and it's going to be a first down and a big play.
So what else?
He was really in a bind.
I get you. So where are we at, Jaws? Help, Jaws. Where are we at? We're looking at the barrel of Baltimore, which is not pretty.
No. And again, I'm kind of leaning towards looking at the glass half full right now. I look at this awful NFC East and go maybe 5-10-1, 6-9-1 is probably going to win a division. I mean, it's awful. It's god awful. It's division right now. So you say, okay, there were some positive things on that field. That's a good Steeler team, although I think Steeler corners are awful. And that's going to be their
Achilles
move down the road.
Yes.
But I love the way that Fulgham came in and played a phenomenal game. He's played two phenomenal games. And, you know, the stats obviously validate what I'm saying. But when you look at the tape of this kid, he looks polished. He looks seasoned. He's a natural route runner. He just looks good. He's a big body guy with a good radius. He reminds me a lot of Mike Wick, and I'll say it this way. You know, the knock on Mike Wick when he came out was, he wasn't a blazer. He wasn't a burner. He was 4-5. But you know what? I never overthrew Mike. Mike caught everything down the field. When the ball was in the air, he was a 4-3 guy. And I see that with Fulham. He's one of those guys. He's got that second burst that he puts on and goes and gets the football. He used his body, and Alshon Jeffrey, like, to shield defenders away from him. And he's got excellent eye-hand coordination. He gets the ball at the right point no matter where the defender is. So, you know, it's almost shocking to me. Maybe the Eagles should just go scour other teams' rosters for receivers, because we don't seem to do a good job of drafting wide receivers, at least to the moment. And maybe we find some guys that have some NFL experience. They come in and play like this kid has played.
Jules, I got to do this. I have a listener who loves you, and he's like, listen, the next time Jules calls, can I ask him a question? And he loves you. So I need to do that, all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Mark from Miami. Let's put Mark up here, Tunis. Get Mark up here. And hello, Mark.
Hey, Anthony. Ron, I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan since you came to the team from Los Angeles. But I have a question for you, and I hope you remember it. Now, many years ago, 40-plus years ago, NFL Films used to do a Sunday morning thing, and they happened to have the Eagles on mic. And it was one of those years, a tough year. You were probably getting sacked every other play, and you were coming off the field. I don't know whether you had just thrown an interception. The fans were booing. And Vermeil, as you were coming off the field, grabbed you by the shoulder pads and pulled you over. And he said, Ron, I'll never jerk you. And you weren't really paying attention. He pulled you again. He said, Ron, I'll never jerk you. Now, I don't know if you remember that, but I remember it. And I think it's relevant today.
Absolutely, Mark. And I remember that very well. That was the turning point in my career. Because those days in Philadelphia, when things weren't going very well, and I was getting it. I mean, the fans were letting me have it. And, you know, I'm feeling sorry for myself on the side, like a lot of guys do. And Coach Grabby, right next to him, say, you don't have to worry about me jerking you. The fans have been changing here quarterbacks for 17 years. That's why they've never won. You're my quarterback. So just go out and play up to your ability. And it really was a turning point in my career, because I knew I had the coach backing me up, that I could have a bad series, a bad game, and he wasn't going to bail on me. So clearly that moment was a defining moment for me, knowing the coach had my back.
That's awesome. That's a great story. And you got Coach with you tonight. Jaworski Show at 6 o'clock tonight, and you're going to have Coach Vermeil. That's awesome.
That's correct. We'll be live out of the Downtown Country Club, open to the public. Social distancing applies, mask applies, everything you got to do in today's world. But it's great to have the coach down at Downtown Country Club.
Oh, I love it. I'll be listening, as always. We do every week. It's fantastic. And You got to get some wines, man. His wines are really good.
No, we usually spend about 10 minutes talking about the Vermeil wine.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you the ones that are really good. You know, he just had, the fires out there and caused some problems with some of the ash that fell on his vineyards. And, he lost a lot of his crops. So, he says about, it doesn't affect you right now, but 2 or 3 years, the loss of some of those vineyards will really, really have an impact.
Yeah. I can imagine. Anyway, I love it. I've been listening and remind him because he said he was going to send me some wine, so he still hasn't done it. So remind him, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I love you.
All right. You got it, Anthony.
You're the best. See you, brother. All right. Take care. Here's the Jaws.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.